These cut-offs have had curious effects. They have thrown several river towns into the rural districts and built up sandbars and forests in front of them. The town of Delta used to be 3 miles below Vicksburg. A recent cut-off has radically changed the position. The Delta is now 2 miles above Vicksburg. Both of these river towns have been retired to the country by cut-off. A cut-off plays havoc with boundary lines and jurisdictions. For instance, a man living in the state of Mississippi today, a cut-off occurs tonight, and tomorrow the man finds himself in his land over the other side of the river within the boundaries and subject to the laws of the state of Louisiana. Such a thing happening in the upper rivers in the old times could have transferred a slave from Missouri to Illinois and made a free man of him. The Mississippi does not alter its locality by cut-offs alone. It's always changing its habit bodily, is always moving bodily sideways. At hard times, the river is 2 miles west of the region it used to occupy. As a result of the original site of that settlement is now not in Louisiana at all, but on the other side of the river in the state of Mississippi. Nearly the whole of that 1,300 miles of old Mississippi River, which La Salle floated down in his canoes,